Road of Life. Brought to you by Dove, D-U-Z, Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Dr. Brent, call surgery. Dr. Brent, call surgery. Dr. Brent, call surgery.
Well, here's Dan, the Dove mailman.
Howdy, Mr. Collier. We sure got a raft of Dove letters today.
I guess everybody's writing to say what's dozing, huh?
Here's one from Braddock, Pennsylvania.
What's that?
Mrs. Mildred Connolly thinks Dove is the king of wash day soaps.
Mm-hmm.
So when she got ready to can some tomatoes and saw how dirty they were, she dozed them.
Well, it came out spick and span, ready to can.
And look at this letter from a man in Charleston, South Carolina.
A man?
Yes, Mr. C.H. Stook. He has a white canary named Butch. The bird got to looking kind of dingy, so Butch got a Dove bath and came out white as snow.
What do you know? Say, here's a letter from Denver from Mrs. Minna McDowd. She says, I cottoned to Dove right off the bat because Dove does more of the hard work for me. Why, towels and work clothes are a cinch with Dove, and my colored things come out so bright and perky you'd think they'd taken vitamins. Well, Mrs. McDowd, you got the right idea when you Dove everything. No soap gets towels whiter or work clothes clean easier than Dove. Yet this new kind of soap is extra safe for your pretty rayon undies. You see, ladies, Dove does everything. It's best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps proved it. Dove beat them all with its remarkable combination. Only Dove gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for cleaning work clothes, and greater safety for colors. So be a lady who does best.
Take it from Dan, the Dove mailman. Does everything.
And now we invite you to listen to Road of Life. Jim Brent's life has not yet become complicated by the results of the charges brought against him by Grant Frazier. Busy as he is, he still finds time to perform certain little niceties. Therefore, shortly after 8:30 in the evening, the telephone in the home of Mrs. Willis Evans, Jim's mother-in-law, rings loudly and busily.
All right, I'm coming. Hello?
Mother Evans?
Oh, you, Jim.
Uh-huh.
Well, wait just a second till I get comfortable. There, that's better. Now, how have you been, son?
All right, and you?
Pretty well.
Are you sure you're feeling okay?
Oh, now, don't you go worrying about me. I'm fine. What's new, Jim?
Nothing. I just called to say hello and find out how you are. I've been so busy, I feel I've been neglecting you.
Oh, I understand. That's all right. These are probably busy times for you. When are you going to come over and have dinner with me, Jim?
Well, for crying out loud, everybody's asking me that question. Just because my wife up and decides to
Yes, I know.
Well, people think I can't find a place to eat anymore. They're all asking me to dinner.
Isn't that the way, though?
But I'm definitely coming out to your place just as soon as I have a spare minute, Mother Evans.
Fine. Any evening's all right, Jim. You know that. How's John?
Oh, he's coming along wonderfully.
Well, you sound more enthusiastic about him than I've heard you in ages.
Things couldn't be better between us, Mother Evans. Oh, by the way, I've decided not to sell the house.
Oh, Jim, I'm so happy about that. I've been thinking and thinking, but of course I didn't want to say anything to you.
Well, I thought after John finished his internship, the way things are now, that, well, maybe he and I might sort of hang out in the house.
Jim, I don't want to pretend to be psychic, but I've got a funny idea that you and John aren't going to be the only ones living in that house again.
I don't follow you, Mother Evans.
Well, Carol left for Reno quite a while ago.
That's right.
And at the last minute, she decided to make a stop in Hanover to visit my sister and brother-in-law.
Well?
Good heavens! Don't you see what that means? If she wanted to, she could have gone straight through to Reno. She didn't have to stop off in Iowa. Originally, she told me she'd be there for just a day or two. But do you realize how long she stayed on? Doesn't that mean anything to you?
Well, I suppose she's enjoying herself out there.
Oh, dear, you men. Honestly, sometimes I think the Lord meant for men just to work and leave the thinking to women. Why, Jim Brent, I'm surprised at you. Hasn't it ever entered your head that maybe Carol got a little unsure of herself once she stepped on that train? The only place she could get off and still make herself look like a ninny was in Hanover. She's been sitting out there pouting like a little girl who's afraid to come home because she's got a bad report card. I know her. She's my daughter, and she's always acted like this.
That's a nice way to think of it, Mother Evans, but...
Now, you know what my idea is? I've got a feeling that one of these days, Carol's going to wake up to the fact that she's completely wrong about this divorce. And then you don't know what I think she's going to do? She's going to get right down to the railroad station they have there in Hanover, cash in her ticket for Reno, get on a train, and come straight back to Chicago.
Well, I don't know what to say to that, except that if it happened, well, I can't think of anything better.
Jim, dear, now, I'm not going to take up your time anymore. I know you're busy. But you just think over what I've said.
I certainly will, Mother Evans.
And don't forget that dinner you're coming for.
I won't.
And thank you for calling, Jim.
Thank you for giving me such a lift.
Oh, Shaw, if it happens, I'll be the happiest woman in Chicago.
Well, I'll be the happiest man.
You will be, Jim. I'm sure of it.
Thanks.
Bye, son.
Goodbye, Mother Evans.
I wonder how long it takes to come in from Hanover, Iowa by train.
The train Carol took was not to Chicago. Mrs. Evans was wrong. Traveling from Hanover, Iowa in an all-steel streamlined train, Carol Brent, accompanied by her daughter, Janie, arrived in Reno just 12 minutes ago. At the moment, they're standing amid their baggage outside the station, waiting for a taxi.
Well, here we are, Janie.
Where, Mommy? Where are we?
In Reno, Nevada.
Oh.
Now, we'd better try to get a taxi to take us to our hotel. Do you know we're going to stay in a hotel, Janie?
A hotel?
Uh-huh.
Is there an Aunt Ellen and Uncle Sid in the hotel, Mommy?
No, dear. We're not visiting anyone in Reno.
What are we doing, Mommy?
Well, we're taking a nice vacation together.
Oh.
Taxi, ma'am?
Yes, please.
Get right in, ma'am.
Oh, but our bags are...
That's all right. I'll take care of them.
All right. Go ahead, Janie. Careful now. There.
Why, these grips are as light as a feather. The little girl could carry them herself.
He's fibbing, Mommy. I can't carry them. I try.
Well, he doesn't really mean it, dear. He's only teasing.
Oh.
Sit back in the seat, young lady. That's it. Now, I'll just set these bags up in front here. Okie doke.
He's funny looking, Mommy.
Shh. It's not nice to say that, Janie.
Now... Where to, ma'am?
The Canyon Rim Hotel, please.
All right.
Look out of the window, Janie. It's exciting to visit new places.
Uh-huh.
Not much to see around here by the station. Wait till we get to the Roaring section of town.
Is the hotel very far from here, driver?
It's not close, but I wouldn't say it's far.
Look at the doggie.
Yes, I see him, dear.
Ma'am?
Yes?
I got a tip for you.
I beg your pardon?
Little advice.
Oh?
Canyon Rim Hotel ain't so hot.
Oh, really? I was told it was a lovely place.
It's sort of quiet and slow compared to the others. Oh, for instance, the Belvedere is a real rare-and-a-go place.
I don't mind if our hotel is quiet.
Oh. Well, there's something else. The Canyon Rim ain't got no swimming pool.
I don't mind that either.
Oh. Hey, I just thought of a good one. You could have said I didn't come here to go swimming. Yeah, that's a good one. Did I say something wrong, ma'am?
No, you're absolutely right. I didn't come here to go swimming. Oh, look at the beautiful red bicycle the boy over there is riding, Janie.
Oh, look!
Someday you'll have one like it.
Mmm.
Hey, you got a good lawyer, ma'am? If you ain't, I can recommend one to you. No? See, maybe I had you pegged wrong.
Perhaps you did.
You mean you ain't out here to get a divorce?
Get a what, Mommy?
Never mind, dear.
What did the man say we were here to get?
You mustn't pay attention to everything you hear, darling.
Oh. Oh, Mommy, Mommy, Mommy.
What, dear?
Look. Oh, look, Mommy.
Here.
There, see? See?
Well, I don't know what
you... See, Daddy? See, Daddy, Mommy?
Here. Oh, no, Janie. But you're almost right. He's wearing a coat like Daddy wears. And his hair is...
Where is Daddy?
You know the answer to that, Janie. He's in Chicago.
Is he coming here, Mommy?
No, dear.
Oh.
Well, I still think you're missing a bet by not staying at the Belvedere, ma'am. You sure you don't want to change your mind?
No, I have reservations at the Canyon Rim, and I intend to keep them.
Okay, then. Well, here it is. Well, this is it, ladies. Canyon Rim Hotel, your new home.
Home, Mommy? Mommy, the man said that
I'll set these bags right down here on the curb, ma'am.
Thank you. We'll get out now, Janie. Be careful.
Easy does it. That's it, little girl. That'll be 55 cents, ma'am.
Oh, here you are.
Yes, ma'am.
You may keep the change.
Oh, well, thank you, ma'am. The doorman will be right out to fetch your luggage.
Yes. Come along now, Janie.
Is this our new home, Mommy?
Janie, please stop dragging your feet.
Well, have fun, ma'am. I hope you enjoy yourself in Reno.
Carol Brent, trying desperately to hold back the tears which were smarting in her eyes, took her daughter's hand and walked unsteadily toward the entrance of the hotel. Her first half hour in Reno convinced her that she never could and never would like the city or the purpose for which she had come there. Now, I'm no mind reader, but I'll bet many of you have often thought, why on earth isn't something done about dishwashing? Look, when I stand here and say, does is best, does everything in your wash, I'm giving you a tip on dishwashing, too. Why, sure, this new kind of wash day soap does everything for dishes. Just bring out your dishpan and I'll show you what everything means. It includes suds that stand up till the last dish is done. It means truly fast action on grease, along with greater kindness for your hands, better care than any other leading wash day soap gives you. Just wait till you see Duds in action. See how this new kind of soap blossoms into suds the second water strikes it. Suds that really stand up so you don't keep reaching for more soap. And watch how Duds cleans up sticky frying pans, cuts grease without any hard scouring. And listen, notice how extra kind Duds treats your hands, how beautifully soft and smooth it leaves them. Yes, Duds your dishes and you'll know Duds does best. In the dishpan, too, does everything. Be sure to listen tomorrow when D-U-Z Does will again bring you another absorbing episode on Road of Life. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. More than ever, our government needs used fat. More than ever, you need red points. Save used fat. Get 2 points per pound.